This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, What We Call Things. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There is a word we say as a compliment, but it's not always appreciated. Many parents who have daughters don't want people to call their girls beautiful. What's that about? Christine Fennessy has more.
Guess what? I was actually on the radio once. And we were singing French. What? I just go to French school.
That's 5-year-old Livia Carlson. She lives near Seattle. Livia is an outgoing kid who loves learning about dinosaurs and playing with her puppy, Raisin. She is also a stunning girl. She has big blue eyes and the kind of hair you see in magazines. Golden ringlets that, according to her mom, Liz Reap Carlson, attract a lot of attention.
People are always saying, "That hair, where did you get those blonde locks?"
They also tell Livia how pretty she is. It happens everywhere. In the grocery store, at the post office, the pharmacy. Liz's gut reaction?
"Really, this again, the hair?"
Liz doesn't actually say that. She says thank you. She knows people are trying to be friendly. And she knows how it sounds, like, "Woe is me, I have to field my daughter's compliments all day." But those compliments do worry her.
And I'm at home trying to teach her about how important it is to write and to read and to pursue things that she's curious about and ask questions. But what society constantly reinforces is that she looks pretty and that her hair is nice.
It's tough to know exactly how all the attention affects Livia, but she does not like getting her hair cut.
She's learned very early on that it's an asset, which is not such a bad thing, I suppose, but she has learned that when she dresses up, she gets a lot more attention. I do think it has an impact on her. It makes her a lot more aware of her appearance.
Liz recently cut Livia's hair. It took 2 days of negotiating. But Livia's happy with her new bob. And that's all Liz wants, a happy, confident kid. She knows what can happen when happiness and confidence rely on appearance. When Liz was growing up, she got lots of compliments on her looks. The more attention she paid to her clothes and her hair, the more praise she got. She came to believe that nothing mattered as much as being pretty. Eventually, for her, pretty came to mean thin, very thin.
I went into the hospital in college because I was afraid I was going to die. At that point, I was 19 and I had been actively anorexic or bulimic for 7 years.
She knows her experience makes her super sensitive to what people say to Livia. But she also thinks that focusing on Livia's appearance sells her kids short. She would love if conversations with Livia expanded to something like,
"Wow, I really like that you have jungle print on. What's your favorite color? Is there a jungle animal that you love the most? Or tell me a little bit more about what you're up to. I see you got your soccer cleats on. You know, or what grade are you in? You look like you're about, what's a 5-year-old into these days?"
I asked some other parents if their girls get compliments for their appearance and how they feel about it.
"My name is Jung Kim Cleese. I don't really like word like beautiful or gorgeous. I tell my daughter, you look so strong or you look so healthy. I think beauty comes from the inside."
And here's Richard Allen. He has 2 daughters and he says how he reacts when people call them beautiful depends on who it is.
"If it's someone who knows them, I feel like they should really try harder. Because if they have a relationship with my girls, I would like them to make comments based on the interactions that they've had with my girls. But if it's someone who is meeting them for the first time and they say that, I don't get offended. Frankly, I think they're right."
But many psychologists believe that appearance-based comments are harmful. When kids are constantly praised for being beautiful, they can develop what's called a fixed mindset. Basically, they start to believe their value is dependent on their looks. And so all their time and energy go into maintaining that value. And if those compliments stop coming, they can feel like a failure.
"I did this."
That's 6-year-old Adeline Taylor. She's showing me her painting.
"So it's like a forest with, and these yellow spots are actually fireflies. And this is actually a shooting star. Like, I wanted to do that to add, and it's windy in the nighttime."
So it's a very cool nightscape of bare brown trees surrounded by fireflies. It's kind of Van Gogh-ish. Adeline comes by her talent naturally. Her mom, Tricia Samuel, is an art teacher and an artist herself.
in the fine art world, I do portraits. And my favorite is to do people. There's just something really beautiful about looking at someone's portrait and seeing how extraordinarily unique they are.
Trisha also has a son, Marshall, who's almost three. Like his sister, he's a good-looking kid, and he loves to talk. And when he's out, people notice.
It was very interesting to realize that he was getting the same amount of attention. And I don't know, I think maybe stereotypically I thought that only a girl would get those beautiful comments, but he gets them just as often.
The comments typically come from older women. And while Trisha supports those who advocate against labeling kids like that, she understands why it happens. She's an artist. She gets it. We live in a visual culture. We're almost hardwired to comment on things we enjoy looking at. She also sees these comments as an opportunity for a more meaningful interaction.
I think the reason that I don't get upset is that I just feel like our purpose in life is to connect with each other. So I don't want to shame people into changing. I want to connect with them and, you know, grow together. That's what I want to do.
Still, she knows such words can be fraught. She remembers the insecurity she felt growing up, of thinking she didn't look good enough. She remembers relying too much on other people to make her feel okay with herself. So she works hard to explain to her kids that beauty glows from the inside. And so far, Adeline seems to get it. When people say she's beautiful, she thanks them. She thinks it's so nice. She says, it's really fun for me. But when they don't say anything about how she looks?
Yeah, I kind of like just roll with it. Because that's what 6-year-olds do.